Long before European ships rounded the Cape of Good Hope, the Indian Ocean was one of the most active and sophisticated maritime worlds on Earth. It was not an empty sea waiting to be discovered, nor was it a region controlled by a single empire or navy. Instead, it connected Eastern Africa, the Arabian Peninsula, the Persian Gulf, India, Sri Lanka, Southeast Asia, and China through a vast network of ports, islands, merchants, sailors, religious communities, and political powers. Across its waters moved spices, textiles, gold, ivory, timber, ceramics, horses, slaves, precious stones, and ideas. The sea was a route of opportunity, but it was also a place of danger. Storms, reefs, shifting political alliances, shipwrecks, and raiders threatened merchants who carried valuable cargoes over long distances. In this world, piracy existed well before the arrival of the Portuguese, but it took forms shaped by local conditions. Sea raiders were often tied to coastal rulers, island communities, commercial rivalries, and the struggle to control trade rather than to a simple life outside the law. The geography of the Indian Ocean made long-distance exchange possible on an extraordinary scale. Unlike the enclosed Mediterranean Sea, the Indian Ocean opened toward a broad system of gulfs, straits, archipelagos, and coasts stretching thousands of miles. To the west stood the shores of East Africa and Arabia, to the north lay the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf, to the east extended the Bay of Bengal, the Strait of Malacca, and the island-rich waters of Indonesia. At its heart sat the Indian subcontinent, whose long coastline faced both Africa and Southeast Asia. This position made India a natural center of commercial exchange. Ports on the western coast could receive ships from Arabia and Africa, while those on the eastern coast traded with Sri Lanka, Burma, the Malay world, and China. The sea did not divide these regions. It linked them. For generations of sailors, its coastlines and winds formed a familiar landscape, even when the journey itself remained difficult and dangerous. The foundation of this maritime system was the monsoon. Seasonal winds shaped the rhythm of trade, warfare, migration, and piracy throughout the Indian Ocean. Between roughly April and September, the southwest monsoon carried ships from the Arabian Sea toward India and Southeast Asia. From November through March, the northeast monsoon allowed vessels to make the return journey. Sailors who understood these wind patterns could cross open water with surprising confidence, while those who ignored them risked being trapped in hostile weather or stranded far from home. This natural cycle meant that merchants often spent months in foreign ports waiting for favorable winds. Arab traders might remain in Indian cities through an entire season, Indian merchants could reside in East African settlements while waiting to sail home. As a result, commercial exchange encouraged the growth of mixed communities, multilingual ports, and families connected to more than one coast. Knowledge of the monsoon did not belong to one civilization alone. It was shared, expanded, and refined by generations of Arab, Persian, Indian, African, Malay, and Chinese sailors. Navigators learned to read the sky, currents, birds, clouds, stars, and the color of the water near shore. In many cases, maritime knowledge was passed orally from experienced captains to younger crewmen. The sea was understood through practice as much as through written instruction. A captain had to know when to leave port, how to avoid reefs, where fresh water could be found, and which coastal rulers demanded tribute or offered protection. He also had to understand the human geography of the ocean. A ship's safety depended not only on wind and weather but on its relationship with local authorities, merchants, interpreters, and armed men. A vessel arriving at an unfamiliar port without allies could quickly become vulnerable to seizure, extortion, or attack. By the early centuries of the Common Era, commercial ties across the Indian Ocean had already become highly developed.